Blog Talk Radio.
We are here. Welcome. We have like a 20-second delay on this particular piece, but we're here, and we're so glad you're here with us. Our official launching in a moment.
And she was called Isis. And she was called.
We have it, perfect Gidimani, Mama Africa, official version. I am Yah Elohim, and the time is now. Welcome to the Community Love Power Experience, your community science class. We're so glad you're here. This is our eighth program since we have returned to the airways. So we're so glad you're sticking with us, and we thank those who have listened, those who are listening, and those who will listen. As we always say, this program is an archive of information for us to refer to in the times when we forget how to think or to discern. We can refer to our archives and remember what we forgot. So, we had a technical glitch on the previous program where we were speaking of three simple nervine tonics. I'm so grateful to those of you who alerted me to that. So what we're going to do this evening is redo that presentation of the three simple nervings. We have on our program for this evening a community spotlight, and our community spotlight, we're bringing that back where we feature people in the community, whether expert or lay, that have expertise, knowledge, and information to share, or an inspiring journey or inspiring story. So our community spotlight for this evening will be with Monica Lewis, and we're going to be starting our conversation about parasites. Johnson and I did a series on parasites about a year ago, and what we're going to do next program is bring that up. We're going to allow and welcome Monica to be able to introduce us to the topic, and we'll pick up on it on subsequent programs. So after that, we're going to, again, look at our three nervings that we looked at on the previous program and how to prepare them specifically. I believe we have one decoction and two infusions. So we will talk about how to do that, where to get the herbs, what is the procedure, how to preserve it, how long you can use it. And then at the very end of the program, we're going to be starting to look at the connection between minerals and life, because we all know and we often say that minerals are the key to life, and the way that the body heals is the use of minerals. But what type of minerals? So we want to start to address that. Technically, minerals are inorganic in mainstream science. Are there organic minerals? What do we mean when we say an organic mineral? In mainstream science, that's an oxymoron. We are going to start our program with last week's intro song, and then we are going to do our hot topic. So stick with us as we redo the entire broadcast of last week when we had technical difficulties, technical challenges that we grew through, that we're growing through. Going back to the 60s, this is Betty Everett. Shoop, shoop. Okay, so I hope you're hearing me. There's no way I can really know if you're hearing me, but when I open up the line in a little bit for our community spotlight, I'll know if we're having a dialogue or if you're just hearing silence and music, which is what happened on the previous program. So we're going to move forward because, as we do on every program, we have the hot topic. And what the hot topic was on the previous program is how cell phone radiation affects the body. So we look at what happens. We know that the cell phone radiation affects the DNA. And we know that it's a mutagen. A mutagen is something that changes the DNA and causes aberrations. So we know that cell phone radiation is one factor, electromagnetic frequencies. Just for your information, there's a 5G summit online, Google 5G summit online, and it's free, and it's the latest information about 5G, which is yet another step in the wave of electromagnetic frequencies that disrupt our DNA. So let's take 4 minutes and look at what happens when our DNA is damaged. This is our hot topic.
The DNA in just one of your cells gets damaged tens of thousands of times per day. Multiply that by your body's 100 trillion or so cells, and you've got a quintillion DNA errors every day. And because DNA provides the blueprint for the proteins your cells need to function, damage causes serious problems, such as cancer. The errors come in different forms. Sometimes nucleotides, DNA's building blocks, get damaged. Other times, nucleotides get matched up incorrectly, causing mutations. And nicks in one or both strands can interfere with DNA replication, or even cause sections of DNA to get mixed up. Fortunately, your cells have ways of fixing most of these problems, most of the time. These repair pathways all rely on specialized enzymes. Different ones respond to different types of damage. One common error is base mismatches. Each nucleotide contains a base, and during DNA replication, the enzyme DNA polymerase is supposed to bring in the right partner to pair with every base on each template strand, adenine with thymine and guanine with cytosine. But about once every 100,000 additions, it makes a mistake. The enzyme catches most of these right away and cuts off a few nucleotides and replaces them with the correct ones. And just in case it missed a few, a second set of proteins comes behind it to check. If they find a mismatch, they cut out the incorrect nucleotide and replace it. This is called mismatch repair. Together, these two systems reduce the number of base mismatch errors to about 1 in 1 billion. But DNA can get damaged after replication, too. Lots of different molecules can cause chemical changes to nucleotides. Some of these come from environmental exposure, like certain compounds in tobacco smoke. But others are molecules that are found in cells naturally, like hydrogen peroxide. Certain chemical changes are so common that they have specific enzymes assigned to reverse the damage. But the cell also has more general repair pathways. If just one base is damaged, it can usually be fixed by a process called base excision repair. One enzyme snips out the damaged base, and other enzymes come in to trim around the site and replace the nucleotides. UV light can cause damage that's a little harder to fix. Sometimes it causes two adjacent nucleotides to stick together, distorting the DNA's double helix shape. Damage like this requires a more complex process called nucleotide excision repair. A team of proteins removes a long strand of 24 or so nucleotides and replaces them with fresh ones. Very high-frequency radiation, like gamma rays and X-rays, cause a different kind of damage. They can actually sever one or both strands of the DNA backbone. Double-strand breaks are the most dangerous. Even one can cause cell death. The two most common pathways for repairing double-strand breaks are called homologous recombination and non-homologous end joining. Homologous recombination uses an undamaged section of similar DNA as a template. Enzymes interlace the damaged and undamaged strands, get them to exchange sequences of nucleotides, and finally fill in the missing gaps to end up with two complete double-stranded segments. Non-homologous end joining, on the other hand, doesn't rely on a template. Instead, a series of proteins trims off a few nucleotides and then fuses the broken ends back together. This process isn't as accurate. It can cause genes to get mixed up or moved around, but it's useful when sister DNA isn't available. Of course, changes to DNA aren't always bad. Beneficial mutations can allow a species to evolve, but most of the time, we want DNA to stay the same. Defects in DNA repair are associated with premature aging and many kinds of cancer. So if you're looking for a fountain of youth, it's already operating in your cells, billions and billions of times a day.
So that explains, at least for me, it wasn't too technical, how DNA gets damaged, all different kind of ways, and then how it repairs. So with the 5G, I didn't go specifically into that, but with that, what happens is that it's damaged in a way that it's irreparable. And that's when all those mutations start to add up. It then starts to take a toll on our health, our nervous system, our perception, inflammation in the body, which is basically the holding of toxins in the cells. All these things occur as a result of these electromagnetic frequencies. So that's our hot topic. And so we're going to move right in from our hot topic to our community spotlight. Our community spotlight this evening, I'm welcoming someone I've known for many, many years, and we've made a recent connection. We have known each other, I believe, since the 70s, and we were high school. We attended high school, the same high school. So we recently, she has come to my home in Maryland from time to time when I've had events, and we recently were having a conversation about parasites and the zapper. So I invited her, Monica Lewis, to come to the program and share the information that she has about the zapper and to answer any questions that anyone may have and share. Welcome, Monica. Can you hear me? Okay, you're not on mute. Can you hear me? I'm going to open up this other line. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure it's not on my end. Okay, I'll put you back on mute. Okay. So have you been hearing me?
Since you came in.
Okay, good. All right, well, let me put this on mute again. Okay, so I've opened up the line for our community spotlight segment. Are you there? You may be on mute, have muted your phone, but we have you open on the line. Okay, well, what we'll do is we'll leave the line open and move on with the program. And if and when she comes in, we'll make space for her. So what we really wanted to focus on for the evening is the topic of nervines, and we're calling it Nervines 102. In the previous program, we reviewed various nervines. There's a whole list of them, and that would actually be two programs ago since last week is a wash. So what we were going to do for this evening is to talk about easy preparation for three great and easy to obtain nervines. And they are skull cap, valerian, and hops and holy basil. So what we're going to do is talk about making an infusion of or a decoction of these herbs. And as we go through, we'll define which is which. So we're going to start with skull cap tea. And skull cap tea is, and we gave the Latin names, botanical names, I should say, for the herbs, these same herbs on the previous program. And I don't have it in front of me, but if you need that, you can always go on Google and ask for the botanical name of these particular herbs. I did make a comment why the botanical name is important a couple of programs ago. So, you know, we'll get back to that if necessary. So with the skullcap tea, we're going to make an infusion. The infusion, mm-hmm. I'm hearing like an echo. Are you there, Monica? Okay. No. So what you're going to do is we're going to work with a quart of water or a liter of water. And with the skullcap tea and making an infusion is almost like your cup of tea, where you bring it to the boil, you put your herb in, and then you turn it off and let it steep, draw, let it sit. Okay? So that's what we're going to do with the skullcap tea. Get a quart or liter of the best quality water that you have access to, and you bring that to a boil. Then what you do is turn that off and put in 2 to 3 tablespoons of the cut and sifted skullcap herb. So that's the leaf. And you can, we'll talk about where to get these herbs in a moment. And you cover that and let it draw, steep, or sit for at least a couple of hours. I generally do an overnight when I'm making my tea. So I make it the evening before and let it sit overnight, and then it warm it up again in the morning as soon as it's at boiling temperature, or just before I turn it back off. And that's a simple way to have a great nervine that is actually beneficial for the family. It can be incorporated into our routine, and we'll talk about how to make the herbs a part of our daily life other than just drinking tea in a moment. So that's skullcap tea infusion. I'm going to open up the line in case there are any questions. You can just ask questions right in the moment. Okay, so everyone's line is open. If I hear background noise, I'll mute you again. No problem, no worries. I just wanted to make it open for questions to be able to be asked in the moment. So the next one is a decoction. And the decoction is valerian and hops. So backing up a little bit to the skullcap, that's an energizer. As we have said previously, that's something you can take in the beginning of the day, and it gives you the calmness, the nourishment, and the energy to be able to calmly navigate the day. So that's how skullcap works. Valerian and hops, it's the opposite. They are sleep promoters. They are anodynes. And so these are herbs, unless there's an actual crisis while you're taking those particular herbs, you want them more taken the later part of the day. Because what they do is they make you, well, they promote, I should say. They promote sleep. They don't make you sleep, but they do promote sleep. Hops is an anodyne, and what that means is a pain reliever. It is also a deobstruent, so it moves obstructions in the body, in the vessels, in the digestive system, in the blood. It moves obstructions. So, and of course, valerian is a nervine and a sedative, and a sedative is something that makes you go to sleep. So what we want to do with this is make a decoction. A decoction is stronger than an infusion, usually at least twice as strong. So what we want to do in making the valerian and hops decoction, using our same liter, we bring our liter to a boil, and then we're going to turn it down to the lowest
level, like the lowest setting on your stove or whatever, it's going to still be slightly boiling. It's not like a real heavy rolling boil, but it's going to be slightly simmering is the word I'm looking for. That's, you want to put 2 to 3 tablespoons of valerian and 2 to 3 tablespoons of hops in the pot and allow it to simmer for 20 to 30 minutes. Then you turn it off and allow it to draw another half an hour to hour until you have a mixture. It's going to look thicker and darker than the infusion of skullcap. So that's a decoction. Again, this is something you want to take in a later part of the day unless you really want to promote sleep in another part of the day. So our third is the holy basil double decoction. I'm going to have to take a brief break. I have something that is distracting me here. So I will be back in 30 seconds.
I'm not sure.
Okay, I've returned. Apologies for that. I had a kind of sort of technical glitch. So what I was talking about is the valerian hops decoction. So we kind of finished that. You strain it and then drink it to your comfort. Drink it as much as – there's no limit on the amount of it you can drink. You can drink as much as you like. You can dilute it and give it to younger people. You can give it to older people. I wouldn't give it to, like, infants, but if it's an infant, hopefully they could get it through the mom, through breastfeeding. So that's valerian and hops decoction. Easy, right? Real easy. And then the third one is holy basil double decoction. So for the holy basil double decoction, we're going to use 2 different forms of holy basil, also known as tulsi. It grows really easily, even in the temperate zone. So it's easy because it's a trendy, popular herb right now. It's easy to go to your local garden or farmer, local urban farmer, and get some of this herb. It grows very easily. You can get some, put it in a pot, get a small one. It proliferates quickly. It's a pretty plant. It's purple. The flowers are kind of whitish, and it's great to have around. It just promotes healing and wellness. So part of this formula is the fresh holy basil or tulsi herb, and the other part is the cut and sifted, which the dried cut and sifted herb. So what you want to do is, using that same quart or liter, we bring that to a boil, and then we take it to the simmer, as we did in the previous recipe, and then we put in the fresh herb and the cut and sifted herb. Once it's fully simmering, turn it off and let it draw, let it soak, let it strengthen. Again, when we're dealing with decoction, we can let that sit overnight and then drink it. This is another combination you can drink to your heart's content. We can also add easy additions to this formula, or really any of the formulas that I just gave. or the skull cap infusion, valerian and hops decoction, or holy basil double decoction. You can add spearmint tea, moringa, mango, soursop, or other basils to the tea. Basil tea is just really good, just regular green basil or regular purple basil. The fresh herb makes a very nice, subtle tea. So we can make these herbs and then add, as I said, the spearmint, the moringa, mango, soursop leaf. I'm getting an echo somehow. I'm not sure why. Into those formulas to increase taste, palatability, and nutrition, because all of those herbs are very, very high in minerals, and they heal the nervous system, inflammation, which is just mucus in the body, and, you know, they enhance the formulas that we were giving. Where to get them? Generally, skullcap, you can just go online. Essentially, I say develop a relationship with your local herbalist rather than just go online unless you have no option. Find your local herbalist and talk to them. They may recommend a whole nother set. There's so many herbs. I just chose three at random. So you can have that relationship with your local herbalist. They can order it for you and you can get it fresh. Make sure that it is fresh in the sense of it should have some vitality in it, whatever the herbs that you're choosing. They shouldn't be too dried out and depleted. You can always go online. In the Metro DC, as we talked about previously, there's Blue Nile, Glut, Yes, Mom. Some of those still sell the loose herbs. So if you can't find it in those places and you can't find a local herbalist, then you can Google skullcap herb cut and sifted. So let me mute that. So that's where you can actually obtain it. Make sure and then store it in a jar. Don't store it in plastic or foil. Make sure it's stored in a jar. So that's the way that we work with those herbs. Let's see, what else can I include? In Atlanta, for those who are in Atlanta, we know Sevananda sells bulk herbs. There's herb companies, the two that I more recommend, because you'll find lots of them online and some of them are kind of fly by night. Frontier is good. They've been out there for decades. And then Star West is another good one that's been out there for decades. They're reputable. They respond quickly. And if you want to be part of our buying club, we buy lots of herbs from them. We can extend the buying club past Metro Fort Lauderdale because the cost of sending herbs is inexpensive. So, you know, they're generally lightweight. So anyone who wants to be part of our buying club as we are purchasing these herbs wholesale, then we welcome you to do so. And as we come together to do that, we save about 10% for each five of us to put our money together. So that's basically the three basic formulas in terms of preparing the herbs. I'm going to take a moment and open up the line one more time for Monica to see if she's available at this time. So I'm opening up the line. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I'm here. I don't know.
Okay.
I told you I wasn't.
Okay, welcome to the program. And we're so glad
you're here.
Everything at the right
moment.
So, you know, we're good. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a short break. And when we return, we will be talking with you about the parasite.
Okay.
Okay, I'm trying to find that particular music.
Now you can hear me, right?
Oh, Dixie Cups. We're going to listen to the Dixie Cups. We're staying in the 60s. So many of us can remember the 60s. Do you remember the Dixie Cups?
Yes.
My grandma and your grandma were sitting by the fire. My grandma told your grandma, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. Talking about henna, 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 Aiko, Aiko, Ande, Giacomo, Fino, Anale, Giacomo, Finale. Look at my king all dressed in red, Aiko, Aiko, Ande, I bet you $5 he'll kill you dead. Giacomo Finale. Talking about henna, 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 Aiko, Aiko, Ande, Giacomo Fino, Anande, Giacomo Finale. My flag boy and your flag boy sitting by the fire. My flag boy to your flag boy, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. Talking about henna, 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 Aiko, Aiko, Ande, Giacomo Fino, Anande, Giacomo Finale. See that guy all dressed in green, Aiko, Aiko, Ande, he's not a man, he's a loving machine, Giacomo Finale. Talking about henna, 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 Aiko, Aiko, Ande, Giacomo Fino, Anande, Giacomo Finale. Talking about henna, 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 Aiko, Aiko, Ande, Giacomo Fino, Anande, Giacomo Finale.
So, call and response, that's us. So, welcome. I've opened up the line for Monica, and thank you for being with us this evening. We're actually continuing a conversation that we were having. I keep hearing an echo somehow. There seems to be, I'm not sure, somebody's maybe got a device close to the microphone, and it's causing a feedback. So
what kind of device? What kind of device would do that?
A phone. A phone close to some other electronic device.
I don't think
so. What we want to do is take a few moments and talk about parasites. We're going to open up the way. We did a great series on parasites about a year ago that we're going to bring forward to look at. We're going to have a conversation with Monica now to open the way of the conversation about parasites. So tell us what your experience is with parasites. I guess I should intro you and say that I've known you for many years. I think I did that earlier on. And so we were having a conversation about healing in general, and the topic of parasites came up. And you brought up the zapper, and I was, stating that for us, we found that to be questionable, but we wanted to hear and learn more about it. So I'm coming on saying that I'm somewhat skeptical because we've had that before, but I'm also open to learn and listen to other people's experience. So tell us how you got started in with the parasites, meaning, you know, using, just being involved in the journey of having the parasites, and then we'll talk about how you got involved with the zapper.
Okay. Hello, everyone. How I got involved actually was a book that was written by an individual who's a naturopath, a PhD and a doctor in nutrition, inventor, patent holder, and she, her book fell into my lap. She is author of quite a few books, but her book fell into my lap, and I couldn't put it down. I couldn't start reading it. And it's almost become an obsession, and it still is, maybe 10, 20 years later. And she created an apparatus called a zapper, which is actually a frequency generator. All living things emit frequency, even dead things. Frequency causes the radio, the television to play, something you're familiar with. And through diligence and research, this particular person narrowed down the frequency of unwanted pathogens, mold, virus, which are plant-based parasites, bacteria, some of them, and parasites. She then created an apparatus, through the research, she found the frequency of these things, and then she created the apparatus to be higher than their frequency, which gives birth to the unwanted situation by interrupting connection of parasite and host. Since most parasites we encounter enter us at early stages and transition to more mature problems, interrupting them after they're established in us, it takes care of that situation. They lay many eggs and colonize and infiltrate, take over body systems, and the interruption, they cannot survive since they enter us at such a minute stage, or maybe larva. And after the interruption of the zapper takes care of that situation. But it's something very subtle and something you have to be pay close attention to and actually just be very determined, and it's so easily to become reinfected. So the wonderful part of this is there's no side effect, no reaction to other activity we may be involved with, as well as no reaction to the medication we may be on. So I can explain to you how you would use it. Is the picture showing, Mommy? The picture of the apparatus, the zapper. You would wrap the two copper pipes, which are 1.5 inch in diameter, 4 inches in length. You would wrap them in a damp paper towel and hold them in the palm of your hand. And you would not want the red and the black cords to touch each other. And you would do that for 7 minutes. Take a 20-minute break. Do it again for another 7 minutes. Take a 20-minute break and do it for a third time. For 7 minutes, and that is a treatment with a zapper. But I would suggest doing it often, or doing it when you feel like it or feel you need to, and just be open to the unknown or something you're not familiar with, and it can actually be a lifesaver as well as a life changer. So should I go on? Yeah? I think they can hear me. Let's see, what else can I talk about? The zapper is fueled by a 9-volt battery, harmless. It cannot do any damage to you. The copper tubing comes with it, and let's see. That's about the whole thing in a nutshell. So should I ask you if you have questions or want to ask me anything? Hello, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. This is Atiba. So, Monica, could you tell us a little bit about what parasites, how do parasites get into our body?
Okay. There are so many ways parasites can get into your body. The soil is full of spores called mold spores that are just in the environment, for one. It can enter through your nostrils. It can enter through your diet. It can enter through bad choices in diet. It can enter through, I guess being in, being near something infected, your feet, the soles of your feet. We've heard for years and years you can walk through the woods, and a tick is known to live in the woods, and some things can enter your body through your soles of your feet. There are innumerable ways that this can happen, but basically ingested. Things that you eat or things that have been infected. Does that answer your question? Yeah. Can I hear me? I can hear me.
Yes, Monica, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Did I answer the question?
Okay. Yes, you did. You did.
Okay.
So through the soil, dirt, foods, so vegetables and things that are not washed off or something, it's just more than likely we all have parasites.
We all could have parasites, but with this apparatus called the Zapper, which is a frequency generator, it is one of the sources that could help you with that situation or rid you of it.
Okay. And you say use it as much as you feel that you need to.
You can use it whenever you feel comfortable doing it. I would suggest doing it on a day where you don't have lots of things to do, or maybe a day where you can rest. It could make you a little tired. It could be fatiguing, but no side effects, no reaction to your medication. No, it has no side effects whatsoever, and it's
wow.
I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, wow. So you just turn it on and you aim it to...
I'm sorry.
I said you just turn it on and just hold the pipes that are covered with the paper towel?
Yeah. And it plugs it has two connections. One plugs into the machine, which is smaller than a remote. And it's almost not much bigger than a credit card. And it is fueled by a 9-volt battery. And it is connected to the other end with alligator clips that connect to each copper pipe. Yes, you would put one of the copper tubing in one hand and the other copper tubing in the other hand. And you would not let the red and the black cores that go to each one touch each other. That's about the only thing required.
And Monica, how do you get this? You purchase it, get it online, or?
Oh yes, you can go online and put in Zapper and the. I was trying not to mention the name or the book, but the person.
You can.
That,
there's no reason not to mention that. You can mention the name.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So the particular book that fell into my lap that was so impressive to me is called The Cure for All Diseases. The author is Hulda, H-U-L-D-A, and she has Rager as her middle name. Her last name is Clark. She's a PhD, doctorate in nutrition. And she has passed now, but she has left a wealth of information and a legacy for us, and she has written many books, The Cure for Cancer, The Cure for Advanced Cancer, And I noticed she has even more, and she has resources in the book to make everything available to you that she advocates.
Wow. Okay. And Holder, and the Holder was her first name and her last name?
Clark, C-L-A-R-K.
Okay. Yeah.
If you want to Google Holder Clark and Zapper, it comes up. And I noticed since I bought one, they're a lot cheaper now.
Oh, wow.
A lot cheaper.
Okay.
Just make sure with all the things online that you are dealing with reputable.
Okay.
Yeah. Make sure, you know, that you're dealing with the original company or the one that's sanctioned by the original company, because the main part of the internet is knockoffs and copies and fakes.
Oh, really? Maybe that's what it is.
So do we have to, maybe do you have an, other than the online, is there a number or anything that you could give
us?
I do have a number.
And if you were to purchase her book or even go to the library and look at her book, The Cure for All Disease, everything she advocates, she has resources in the book that makes it available to you. And let's see, out of the resources, what would you like? She has chemical companies, she has herb companies, and a lot of these things are connected to her and some are not, but she gives address and phone numbers to each of them.
I would definitely like the phone number.
Okay. Well, let's see. The first number I can give you would be a company that I communicate with and order all my things from, and that would be, what is that number?
Of course, take your time.
And so while you're looking for that, I missed most of it because my audio went out, my online audio tripped out again, which is I think what happened last week. I wanted to know more info about the parasites, and this might be a repeat as I said. And the question is, well, what parasites did you have, and how did you know that you had parasites, specifically those parasites? And, you know, what was the process that you went through to identify that was what it was specifically? Because what we said before is we talked about some symptoms, but those symptoms could be attributed to so many conditions. So how did you know that you had parasites? And what parasites did you have?
Okay, the book goes into great detail, and one of the parasites that she makes a lot of this.
What I want to know, though, is about you and your experience. I read the book, had the book, so what I want to know is you, what your experience was, what you what parasites you had, and how did you know you had those? Because we want your experience. We want to hear your experience.
One thing in particular, all my life I've had cold hands, cold feet, and little did I know that can be indicator of parasite infestation. Maybe not all cases, maybe not at all times, but in mine in particular, when I started zapping, that's one of the first things I noticed that went away or cleared up or showed me that there was validity to this situation. Then in the book, which goes into great detail, it talks about a sheep liver fluke, which is referred to a fluke, like a champagne fluke. It's also referred to as a branch of parasites. And it
can live in sheep liver, but it also goes from organ to organ, and it can live in animals as well as human beings. And then a lot of the reference given to that is to check your stool. And some people have seen living things come out of them, and some people have seen dead things come out of them, but I have never had the nerve to do that. And then, okay, one other thing in particular, I took a treatment of a tincture that is parasite. It is for the area of parasites in particular. And I felt a heartworm, or I felt something in the area of my heart. I felt it moving, and then I felt it getting just moving crazy, like it was dying. Or you know how something, when it's challenged, it would give a great fight, and that's what I felt in my chest, and it was so alarming I had to go lay down. But either way, I felt it, so I know this is very real. And then there's a long list of parasites in the book: roundworms, ascaris, which is a
right.
cat.
So,
ascaris is
we know about the parasites. We know the list of parasites. We know the flukes. We do like parasite cleanses. We've seen the flukes. We've done the stool test. We've done the zapper. Over the years, when I saw that device, I was like, oh yeah, we used to have that, you know, but what I'm trying to get to is not about the book.
Okay.
And maybe you answered it because you said about your symptoms, but I would say that, you know, just that could be so many things. And I know we all have parasites. We all have parasites, whether you eat, you know, whatever, where in the spectrum you eat. So I'm not discounting the fact of that, you know, that parasites exist in the body. What I want to know is, what I'm trying to get to is what specific, so you said you felt something in your heart. You felt movement in your heart et cetera. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just,
well, let's see. Have you ever felt a little itch in your rectum?
Yeah,
I
know that. We're doing a parasite protocol right now. We got some herbs out of the rainforest from Central and South America, a company that we found, and we're on their parasite cleanse, which is the best I've seen, and I saw the response and the movement and the itching and all of that, so it's very effective. I'm trying, but I know that the parasites, when we do the stool test for the parasites, we get a list of the parasites that's in the stool. So I guess that's what I'm trying to find out. What parasites did you find when you found out you have parasites? How did you find out, and what parasites did you have? And I can tell you the ones that we had.
I've never been able to check the stool, and I've never been able to find out exact names and be that specific, but I've had the evidence that there was something. And that's the best I can tell you. I've never been able to find out exactly what. I was just grateful to know that it was effective to change the situation from infected to now not infected. But it is so easy to get reinfected, and it's almost a diligence, and the zapper is almost an invaluable tool because it can address so much of that situation, even though there are things that our area of concern with the zapper as well, like things in the colon, things enclosed and things. But then the book goes on to tell you that there is a herbal cleanse that you will go on where the parasite can't affect that this can, like black walnut hull extra strength tincture. I had never even heard of that, and I learned of these things through this book. and they make that available, which you can also make yourself, which is very simple using the black walnut. When it falls off the tree, looks like a lime. It needs to be 50% green, not even totally green. But if it's 50% green, you can use it. A non-metallic dish, you boil it in it, maybe a glass pot, or if you don't use anything else that boils water. And then you want to bring it to a second boil and then let it steep 24 hours. It's going to turn very dark. You're going to discard the black walnut, though, the black walnut. And now you got an extra strength tincture. This is what made me go through the experience with something in my heart.
Okay, so it's really not a tincture. That's more of a decoction.
No, it really
is. A tincture is when it's preserved. You preserve it with something.
The book makes that a minor thing,
but only because I kept hearing that over and over and over that it's a tincture. I just wanted to say it's not a tincture. The reason I'm being so picky is because people say all kind of things about wellness, natural healing, and there's nothing behind it other than they read a book. Okay, but they themselves cannot speak to the actual experience. And so what we're doing here is we're focusing on not the book, because the experience in the book may not be your experience or my experience. That was her experience, and it's useful to know her experience and her insight and her perspective. It's useful, but it doesn't mean it's the gospel truth. And so we have all this anecdotal stuff. We say, well, my hands were cold, and now my hands aren't cold no more, so I know that. That is not evidence. That is not enough evidence for us.
Okay.
We want to go beyond the anecdotal, somebody said, you know, this or that, and so now I'm doing it. And so we've used the Rife machine, and we have used the Zapper. So what we have found is that with a particular herbal protocol and the Rife machine and the biome, working with the biome and working with those eggs, you know, the egg cycle, I'm sure you probably mentioned that when I was trying to get back on, that you can rid yourself, and it is like an ongoing thing, just like any other healing. It's not do it one time. Like you said, it's an ongoing thing. So I just want to get to, and I'm not even going to push it any further, but I just want to say that we want your experience and how you know that's what it was, you know, and we're not pushing it any further, but that's what we want to present to the people. You know, I want to talk about my experience of healing from cancer, how I knew I had cancer, what I did to reverse the cancer, and what is my situation at this moment, you know?
Oh, my God.
So then someone can say, well, you know, I can say specifically what I did, specifically how it spread, so that I could then say, don't get the exam, you know, where they do the don't do the exam where they, the dye, okay, where they want to put a dye and they want to look and see if this is open or not. All that does is make it worse. That's my specific experience, so I could speak to that. If I read it in a book, it would be something I read in a book, and which is great, you know?
Mm.
So do you know how it works compares with the Rife, like the Rife machine, which is very similar, where you hold the, you know, the wands, with the copper wands, and you plug it in, and you're getting a frequency that goes through your body, electrical frequency, and then you take those alligator clips, and you can connect it to the acupuncture pin. That's what we do.
So I've never heard of any of this. I've never heard of any of that. I have not heard of did you say Rife, R-I-C-E or R-E-I-S-E?
R-I-F-E.
Oh, Rife.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have
so this, it's a similar, I think it's a similar frequency generator type of thing, and we use it in our practice. So, you know, I know that there's validity to it. It's actually, the clips, everything is identical. It's the same except that there's a frequency generator box that everything is connected to, and then you hold the wands, you know, and you can see sparks of energy coming out of your body into the wand.
I've had no experience with that, but I do have a resource for you in Boulder, Colorado, Hannah's Herb Shop, and a number, which you can buy the Zapper, which is reputable.
Okay, Ativa wants that. Ativa needs that. She wants that. You can give it to her.
Okay, then the spelling is capital HANNA, apostrophe S. Herb Shop, Hannah's Herb Shop, 5684 Valmont Road, which is capital VALMONT Road, Boulder, Colorado, zip code 80301, telephone number 800-206-6722. And,
thank you.
Yes. And
thank you, Marla.
There's another 800 number, 800-225-8787. Between those two, they will be able to help you. You will be able to get whatever you need out of that book. In the event you investigate further the book, but like Mommy I said, she does not always like the book, but people's personal experience to make validity something you can touch, relate to, something that can relate to your situation. I totally understand that. But the book is an invaluable resource, and she has written several books. The cure for cancer, the cure for advanced cancer. And then it goes on. It goes on.
Mm-hmm.
She is amazing. She is amazing.
Holder Plonk. And I just need Monica from Hannah's Herb Shop, can I get the book also?
You can go to any they carried this book all over the nation, probably all over the world. The book you can almost get at any bookstore. And, you know, when you go into a bookstore and they don't have the book you want, many times they can order it with the information about it.
Okay.
They should be able to provide you with the resource of getting it for you. But there are many people who advocate this and who have this available for us.
One more curious question. You were saying the price is much cheaper. Could you give me an estimate about that price? What is the price about?
Oh, yeah. When I got my first Zapper in 2002, it cost over $100. I know I paid $120. I got a second Zapper, which I separated from. That I know was $140. Then I bought another Zapper, and if I'm not mistaken, I paid close to $200 for that. But this the information I just gave you about Hannah, they'll be able to give you all that information. Like on the internet,
it's online for $69.
Okay, but
I googled it today. It's
sense.
Online for $69.
Oh my God, that shocked me. And you said some of these may not be reputable, right?
That's where you do the research to find out if it is. Yep.
No, I go through Hannah's. That's reputable because Hannah is a resource. Hannah is a resource in the book, as well as a company called Kroger, which is a well-known Kroger Herb Products, K-R-O-E-G-E-R. I think that's the, okay, Kroger, K-R-O-E-G-E-R, which was the second 800 number I gave you, Herb Products. And these people sell herbs as well, and they live out, I mean, and they're functioning out in the wilderness or near it, so they probably grow a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They advocate herbs, they advocate tincture, and then like you called it, you said it was a decoction, that black walnut thing I was talking about, I will call it a decoction because it was very powerful, very powerful.
Mm-hmm. Decoction
is really great, you know, great information, great. Great information, and we're grateful, you know, for you bringing your experience and your expertise and sharing it. And it is on the record, so for those who listen to this program, an upcoming moment, you'll be able to tap into all the resources that have been brought. We are definitely not, you know, personally I guess attacking anyone. What we want to know, because we have this conversation here about people saying things, and we just follow. And so I'm really a strong advocate of us doing our own research and then bringing that to the community. That's why I was asking about, you know, your specific experience, because we tend to just buy into things, and I'm glad that you're able to bring your specific experience to the community, and I'm very grateful for that.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your valuable time. Because you could be anywhere doing anything.
So this is the part where we are coming to the close of the program. The last 15 minutes of the program is Ask Your Wellness Practitioner. Any question or concern, any comment, or just anything to share, we open the airwaves for that to happen. So what do we want to talk about today as Ask Your Wellness Practitioner? Are there any questions or concerns? Okay, so what I'm going to do, and please feel free to jump in if something pops up while I'm talking. So I have just pulled out, because we were talking this morning about Chi's book, and so I pulled out Chi's book, Vibrations of Wellness, that's the name, and it's such a great tool, but free and simple. See, this is someone else's book, okay, free and simple techniques to vibrant health. So what she did was she recorded a lot of her experiences and a lot of the ways that she was about healing. So this is a great guide to be able to look in and see something that works for us, to be able to incorporate what worked for her to be able to work for us. Our experience is going to be a little different maybe, and maybe what works for her may not necessarily work for us in the same way. But it's so valuable. It's so valuable when people do record their experiences. And so
how do you spell the author's name?
The author is Charisse, C-H-A-R-I-S-E.
Oh, Charisse. Charisse what?
There's no last name. Charisse.
Oh, and did you say Vibrations of Wellness?
Yeah. But she also, like many of the authors, are saying, please don't get her book from Amazon.
Okay.
So I think she, where did she say to get the book from, Atiba?
I got it directly from her.
So right, I got mine directly from her also. So I think that's probably the best way to go.
Well, does she have a number?
Well, she comes on,
you have the
she's on the Monday call, so and I can also text her and let her and inquire of her what's the best way to get it.
Thank you.
So, you know, my
my wellness tip for this evening. You know how you just open the book to whatever at random and let that be the guide. So open the book to page 37, and it's Radiation Nation and Electromagnetic Frequency. So,
wow.
You know, it goes right into what we were talking about in the beginning of this experience. So, she's talking about
that. I gave my book to my sister.
I know, and it's so, you know, it's so awesome because you get these books and they flow in and flow out so quickly because you want to pass it on to someone while they're in front of you.
I know,
so,
but now I got to get another book.
Yeah. she's talking about, and this dovetails into what Monica was just saying. She's talking about how to use iodine to lessen the effect of the EMF. So, which is really a great tip. And she talks about foods high in pectin, which is that water-soluble fiber that is found in fruits and veggies. And she's saying that, you know, these are ways. And then we know cilantro is one of the absolute, and sea moss are two of the most absolute best ways to pull radiation out of the body. So,
oh, cilantro? Wow.
Yeah, it's one of the best heavy metal and radiation absorbers.
And sea moss?
So sea moss is one of the best also.
Okay.
And really the sea vegetables in general, the sea vegetables in general are really good because, of course, the iodine, same iodine, is in them also. So, and then she is also talking about the Fukushima, which is what you were speaking of earlier today, Atiba.
Right, without saying
and
the
then,
name. Yeah, just say that stuff that happened in Fukushima.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's, you know what? I'm feeling overwhelmed. This is a lot. Okay? Parasites, radiation. It's just a lot. It's 24/7. It's so much. So much.
And it's ongoing. It's ongoing.
I
it's
know.
Like you saw the WhatsApp that I sent of the parasite. Did I send that to you in the green pepper?
I think so. I gotta look.
In the bell pepper, I sent out a WhatsApp. Well, a sister here sent it to me. And it's the beautifulest bell pepper, and then they're cutting it open. It's got these parasites inside of it.
Of the
so,
green pepper.
Yeah,
oh,
the bell pepper, green bell pepper, yep. And so that's why we were advocating, because one of the things we didn't talk about is how to prevent that, and one of the best ways is, well, how do you work with your food before you eat it? You know, how do you prepare the food to lessen or mitigate the parasite infestation in the food?
Do you put lime on?
Lime is one way. That's why.
Really?
In the Caribbean, that's why they put lime on fish. Clean the fish thoroughly with lime, the insides with lime. You know, that the reason is supposed to be killing the parasites and bacteria, because we know lime is a powerful disinfectant. What we've been working with is the food grade hydrogen peroxide 35%. We put every food that we eat, we soak it first in the hydrogen peroxide 35%. And when that happens and the action of that on the food, you see how, you know, dirty the food is. Because it's pulling the toxicity out, you know, and so the food ends up with the debris or foam or whatever on top. And then you rinse it,
right,
of course, and, you know. And so everything, I mean, the seasoned nuts especially is very important to soak them. So when you soak in them, like we said earlier, you want to put some 35% food-grade hydrogen peroxide. Well, where do you get that? It's not
yes.
easy to get anymore. Okay, there's one company in the United States that sells it. They're in Texas. They only
and
sell wholesale.
Yes? How much
it's kind of
cost?
Expensive. We bought a case for, I think it's like $235 or $265 for a case of 4 gallons or maybe 12 quarts or something, same, you know, the same volume. And then there's a $35 hazmat fee on top of that.
Oh, wow.
So it ends up costing close to $300 for it. I mean, so the stores,
wow,
they used to sell it, but they don't sell it that much anymore. They sell the diluted 3% food grade hydrogen peroxide, which is not that effective.
Right.
So with the buying club, what we're going to do, we're going to package it in 4 ounces because 4 ounces lasts a really long time. With the buying club, we just did a purchase of food grade hydrogen peroxide. People don't know what to do with it. So what we're going to do is just put it in a very small container, and then you just spray it like on the food. You put the food in the bowl, spray it on the food, and put the water. It'll still have the same effect. So, and the other way that's very popular to disinfect or to pull toxins and parasites out of the food is with the baking soda and apple cider vinegar. So there's a lot of Caribbean people that use that approach. They don't do that on fish, but they would do that on vegetables and fruits. And that also has, we prefer the peroxide, H2O2, but you got to use something, like use one or the other for sure. And there may be other ways that we, you know, that we're not, but those are the two primary ways that we disinfect and get the parasites out of the food before we consume it.
Right, because Nonacity is the first one I saw that. And when I compared the peroxide, the regular peroxide that's not even food grade peroxide, and then, you know, the price, I was like, wow, it was kind of pricey, you know. But now I don't even know if they have it. I have to look, you know.
Then most of the places took it, they stopped selling it because it's hazmat. And so the industry just started diluting it down to 3%. And, you know, that way they avoid the hazmat. And, you know, they could just put it on the shelf. It doesn't have to be refrigerated because the 35% is corrosive and you have to keep it in the fridge. And
will
see it stuff away for sure. So those are a couple of ways, and I'm sure there are many others, and Monica may have some as well, ways to then mitigate the parasites before they actually get into the body, to eliminate them out of the body.
Yeah.
And I would say it's just like with the plants and with the animals and other parasitic infections. Parasitic infections and bacterial infections, et cetera, are opportunistic. And so what that means is that if you have a strong immune system, just because it exists in the environment or even in your body, it doesn't mean because they cannot live in the alkaline environment. So you change your biome, change your pH. You know, change your pH, and as you change your pH, then they find it an inhospitable environment, and they will exit through feces, urine, skin, whatever kind of way they can get out of there. And so then it's, the body has its own defense system, just like the person said in the beginning, the whole fountain of youth is inside yourself. So we want to just, you know, tap into the things that make us resistant against what is existing in the environment. Same way we do our plants, same way we do our children and ourselves. We do the same for ourselves. I'm going to have to come to closure, though, and move on to the next thing. And that was the 15 minutes of Ask Your Health Practitioner. But if there are any questions, concerns, comments, suggestions, or anything, this would be a great time to voice it.
Good. I'm overwhelmed. I'm good.
Yeah, take a week or so to digest everything, you know. But in another week, we'll
you know, but the nervings, well, make the nervings. Make the nervings, make some nervings, and that will reduce the feeling of overwhelmness. The overwhelm is an emotional, you know, emotional state, but it has to do with the nervous system. So nourish the nervous system with some of those nervings we talked about earlier, and it'll help, I'm sure, or at least let me know if it helps. I'm doing, okay, so I just found in the Indian store, I found Tulsi juice. So I'm doing Tulsi in like five different ways. Tulsi powder, like the loose powder that the Indian store sells. Tulsi capsules that I get from Whole Foods or wherever, the Himalayan brand. Tulsi tea in the cut and sifted that we buy from one of our herbal suppliers. Fresh Tulsi, and I forgot something. So this is, you know, like, oh, and the Tulsi juice. I found Tulsi, organic Tulsi juice, which I don't know, I can't attest to it yet, at the Indian store. And I'm looking at, you know, I have to kind of look to see. It's only two ingredients, and it's organic and all that. So, you know, everything is on the label.
Okay.
So we'll see. Maybe by next week I'll be able to say. But that's how we want to do. We want to immerse ourselves in the herbs. We don't just want to take it one way. We take a bath and put the fresh Tulsi in the bath and soak in it. So all those things will help with that feeling of overwhelm. You know?
Okay, thank you.
So, thank you for your wisdom. Thanks for your energy. Thank you, everyone. Okay, I get to be silent for a few days now. I talk all day on Monday, so I'm done. Thank you.
I know.
But I love it. It's healing, and it came up for a reason. And that was for me to have my voice, for us to have our voice. So,
yes.
You know, we have to have our voice as we move through life. We don't need to be silenced and considered, you know, angry black women, you know, who act out. You know, we have a voice, and we can speak to what it is that we require for the quality of life that we require for ourselves. Thank you, Monica.
Wow.
I love you. I appreciate you, your wisdom, your patience, your courage to come and do this, to step into an unknown platform and share what you know with voices. Because you don't know. And most of the people, for each one person that's speaking, there's 100 people that's back there being silent. I've learned that over the years. So you heard two people speaking. You know, there's a couple of 100 people that will listen to this in silence. So is there any contact information or any way that you would want people to reach out to you if they want to follow up? And, you know, your choice is not required.
Thank you, Monica. Is she still? Yeah.
I'm away from the desktop, so I don't know if she's still there. But hopefully she will provide, and, you know, we can bring it next week, the contact information for her, her phone number, the best way she would like folks to follow up with her. But, again, I'm still going on the record saying thank you to her for her awesome contribution and her courage to step out in an unknown platform and share what she knows. Thanks to you, Atiba, for stepping in the moment. You're real good at that. You did that at the Ma'ai event, just stepping in the moment and knowing what to say and what to do. And that's a great gift. And I really, 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 really appreciate that. And I got to figure out why taking my audio out. You know, there's something.
Right.
I got to figure out why it's doing that. But they're doing that. They're doing that. And, you know, I wasn't paranoid at first, but they got to be doing that because they keep taking out my audio. So I'll find out between now and then exactly what's going on. First, I thought it was my headset, but my headset works perfectly. You know? You know, it's not my headset. It's them just, you know, taking out my audio on the program. So we'll see what happens. But we know what's going on. So thank you. Love you all to life.
Yeah, thank you.
And thanks for hanging in. I really appreciate it. It's been an all-day adventure.
Yes.
Love you to life.
Okay. Love you to life, dear. Peace.
Right. Peace.